In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that President Obama has signed the big nuclear treaty with Russia, what his next big treaty will be. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes pre-finished and stained solid hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. And the National Association of Realtors, providing information about the home buyer tax credit at houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Acton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will President Obama's next big treaty be? Kiri O'Connor.
Oh, the cats are going to make peace with the dogs, and they're all going to gang up on the ferrets.
Adam Felber.
After four decades, Obama will finally bring warring Americans together to agree that light beer is both filling and not particularly tasty.
And Luke Burbank.
He'll reunite John and Kate Gosselin, who will turn their kids over to someone more responsible, like, say, R. Kelly, and reunite their heartlights.
And if Mr. Obama signs any of those treaties, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Adam Felber, and Kiri O'Connor. Thanks to all of you for listening. We love that you do. I am Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.